application on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salam, and welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. The topic of today's special is about the importance of Hijra of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny.
Rasulullah, Habiballah, Rasulullah, Habiballah. Allah, our God, is the greatest, the one and only glory to him. He born in humans to be the best, and give his best religion to them.
Today, Saturday, is the 25th of Safar, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of the month of Meh, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. and the 2nd of October 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So at the beginning of this episode, let's listen to verse 97 of chapter An-Nisa.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal ladhina tawaffahumul malaa'ikatu zalimi anfusihim qalu fima kuntum. قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
Indeed, those whom the angels take in death while wronging themselves, the angels will say, in what condition were you? They will say, we were oppressed in the land. The angels will say, was not the earth of Allah spacious enough for you to emigrate therein? For those, their refuge is hell, and evil it is as a destination.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
We should know that the principle is the goal and belief, not the life and the house. Or in other words, we must be careful that theism is the principle, not patriotism. By the way, according to the Islamic literature, an oppressed person is he who cannot recognize the path of responsibility and the difference between right and wrong. Some Islamic traditions denote that he who migrates a distance, even as long as a span, in order to protect the religion, will be admitted to heaven and will be a companion of the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, and Prophet Abraham. Peace be upon them.
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, yakuluha lana yawm al-qiyamati. Ummati, Ummati, yakuluha shafa'atan ana laha.
More than 1400 years ago was the biggest turning point in the lives of human beings all over the world. It is known that such things are said a lot and most often for incidents that are quite irrelevant. However, the migration of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny was a turning point in history. It was the start of a period when he would go from being the oppressed man of Mecca to the one who returned as the beneficent ruler. He, Prophet Muhammad, would have a slip away in the night, avoiding murderers, and would come back years later victorious and while glorifying Allah. Sayyid Saleh al-Qazwini.
Rasulullah migrated, and the Quran speaks about migration. The first migration that the Muslims went to Ethiopia, to Abyssinia, they went before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. But Rasulullah, he had to stay because he is a messenger and he is delivering a message. And the Quran describes to us how it wasn't only Rasulullah that migrated. Other prophets have also migrated. Allah describes how Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he migrated from Iraq to Jerusalem after they threw him in the fire and they tried to kill him. Allah says in the Quran, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ رَبِّي هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He left. He saw that staying in the place where he was, Prophet Ibrahim, he saw that it was stagnant. He couldn't do anything else. So he left. And Allah says, أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُ. The land of Allah is vast. Go and travel. If you are not comfortable in one place, if you cannot practice your faith in one place, go and live somewhere else. So the prophets traveled. The prophets migrated. They left their lives behind them and they went and they started in a new life. Who else migrated with Ibrahim? Lut, who was his nephew. فَآمَنَ لَهُ لُوطٌ وَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Lut also migrated with Ibrahim. And he went and he was a prophet of Allah. He went and he began to preach the message. Another person who also migrated and left his town and left the people that he knew was Prophet Musa alayhi salam. He left Egypt. Allah describes, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. He didn't just migrate. He ran away. He was afraid because they were running after him. And similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he also had to migrate. Sometimes you have to get out of your comfort zone in order to do something, in order to be successful. Rasulullah, he had to leave his city, the city that he loved, Mecca, which he lived in it for 53 years, but he had to migrate. That is what the message called for. In order for the message to be successful, Rasulullah had to leave because he saw, one, the message in Mecca, the people of Mecca, that's it, it was stagnant. He wasn't progressing. He wasn't able to do anything more. Only a few people believed in him and that's it. No one else was believing.
ربنا عليك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا
Timeless Lessons from the Hijrah of Prophet Muhammad. This is today's special by IRIB English Radio. One lesson is obey Allah's order even if it doesn't make sense. The messenger's life had changed dramatically since he became a prophet. And despite all of this, he kept being the messenger. He never gave up on it despite all the persecution and even having to be driven out of his home, and yet he kept going. This might sound quite weird for us as to why he kept going, and this is a teaching that we obey Allah's order because He orders them, not because it makes sense to us. And we follow them on and trust that Allah will make it work as He ordered us to do the same.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
The Hijrah of the Messenger of Allah from Mecca to Medina. 10 years have passed since the noble prophet received the first revelation from Allah. Not once during these 10 years had he taken a moment's respite from his mission. Indeed, his supporters and followers were not even left in peace at night by the idol worshippers and tyrants of Mecca. These idol worshippers and enemies of the Master Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure family, incited so much fear and uncertainty into the hearts of the people that no one dared to openly approach the Prophet. Abu Sufyan and Abu Lahab in particular, the leaders of these brutish, evil criminals, when they caused so much trouble that the Holy Prophet, as a result of this unfortunate situation, decided to leave for another region where he would be able to continue calling the people to Islam and to complete his mission. The noble messenger, after reflection, chose Ta'if, which was an important town at the time, and alone he set off in its direction. On arriving at Ta'if, he made contact with the leaders of different tribes and explained his divine mission and the deen of Islam to them. The people of Ta'if not only refused to accept Islam, but they also made every effort to torment and molest the Prophet. They even urged their own children to do the same.
Mustafa, Mustafa.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to meet, when he was in Mecca, still in Mecca, he used to meet with pilgrims who came to visit the house of God. And he would talk to them, and he will introduce Islam and himself to them. So in one of these trips, there were about six people coming from Yathrib. Yathrib is the ancient name of Medina, and when the Prophet traveled to Medina, he changed the name from Yathrib to Taiba or Tiba. And then, of course, today the popular name is Al-Madina, meaning Medina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of the Prophet. So he met those six people and he introduced Islam to them, and he explained it to them, and they were very happy to receive it and to embrace it. They were open-minded. And then they left back to Medina, and they started preaching the new message and telling their friends and their neighbors about this prophet of God who came, and he was prophesied by the Old Testament and the New Testament. And his descriptions are there in these books. So people of Medina started to get to know about him. And therefore, in the second season of Hajj, which was in the year 11th after the Bi'tha of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about 12 of the people who belong to the tribe of Khazraj, they came to the season, to the pilgrimage season in Mecca, and again they met with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he explained Islam to them, and they made covenant that they would help him and defend him. So they accepted Islam.
Mustafa, Mustafa.
Dear friend, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we visit each other, same time, same channel. Till then, may Allah keep all of you in safe and peace. Have a nice time.
Lost and hearts frozen from your Allah came a prophet chosen. Bless prophets Muhammad, obedient to you taught us the things we are to do. Muhammad ya Rasul Allah, Muhammad ya Habib Allah, Muhammad ya Nabi.
Thank you.
food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and let us start the day with a short but sweet saying from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Riza, peace be upon him. Refrain from using unlawfully obtained construction materials in your building, for these will ruin it.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. There's a beautiful tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in which he is speaking to his beloved daughter Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. And what is important to know is that Bibi Zahra salamullah alayha heard of the event of Karbala from her beloved father, or it is reported that this was such. So imagine the heart of Zahra salamullah alayha, or knowing that there will come a time where her husband Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, will not be there. Imam Hassan alayhi salam will not be there. The Holy Prophet will not be there, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She, salamullah alayha, will not be there. So the Holy Prophet, in trying to, again, this is a reality, but to, you know, calm her down, to make her know that there will be people who will be there for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There will be people who, till the day of judgment, will be there for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said to Lady Zahra salamullah alayha that on the day of judgment you shall intercede for the lady, so any lady, any woman, and I shall intercede for the men, all of those who have wept over the tragedy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. To man or woman, if you have wept over the tragedy of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, inshallah we will get the intercession of Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, or the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not just that, the Holy Prophet continues. What a beautiful, you know, continuation of the tradition. The Holy Prophet says that not only will we intercede for them, that we shall take them by the hand. That we will take them by the hand. We will take those individuals who have mourned and have wept over Imam al-Hussein by their hand, and we will, you know, kind of chauffeur them, if you would like to say that. We will guide them and we will place them into paradise. Now, what a way is it better than a person via the hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken to his final abode. And it is there that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, wishes him and congratulates him, you know, and who knows whatever else will happen on that day. But, you know, this event being taken to the final abode by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by Lady Zahra salamu alayha, something of, you know, great virtue and merit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are able to attain this virtue and merit, and are able to attain this distinction and this great gift, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra' بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaykum to
To all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program, thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Well, today in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we're going to listen to the recitation of verses 7 and 8 of Suratul Bayyinah, recited by Brother Muhammad Hussein Saidian, the outstanding Iranian reciter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 7 and 8 of Suratul Bayyinah, recited by Brother Muhammad Hussein Saidian, the Iranian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, in verse 7 of this surah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The first rule of tajweed that we have is غُنَّة of noon, that is مُشَدَّد. We have to apply غُنَّة to the noon by holding the sound of the noon for two vowel counts.
Yes.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ In, we hold the noon, the sound of the noon for two vowel counts, and it's a nasal sound, and
sure.
That's why it means ghunna. Ghunna means a nasalization. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ الصَّالِحَاتِ, we have tafkhim of sad,
yes,
as a letter of istirla.
That is, the root of the tongue is raised.
And the mouth is open vertically.
Mm-hmm.
We have the highest level of tafkhim. And seen and sawed are pronounced in the same way,
yeah,
in terms of the place of articulation.
Yeah, that's it. The place of articulation is the same.
Place of articulation is
the
same.
But the manner is different.
Yes, the manner is, in some characteristics, they're different.
Yeah.
For example, seen has
istifal, while sad has isti'la. Sin has infitah, while sad has the opposite characteristic, which is itbaq.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Itbaq, or practically infitah. We can say, using these two terms, we can say, actually, sin is pronounced with an empty mouth, but sad is pronounced with the full mouth.
Yes. Of course, that's not very precise if we just say full and mouth. If you want to make it more precise, we should say the back of the tongue and the root of the tongue is raised for sad, mm-hmm. while for seen it's not.
Yeah.
Say, for example, especially the mouth opens horizontally when pronouncing seen with alif al-med. Okay, we say sa, for example, wasari'u. Sari'u, sa. But for sad, the mouth opens vertically. Amilu salihat. And you can see the difference between the sad and the ha. The ha has istifal, so it's pronounced with the ula'ika. We have maddul muttasil, the lengthening, which is conjunct. Conjunct means that the med is in one word. The entire med is in one word. We don't have two words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It means that the cause of the med and the long vowel, they're in the same word. Ula'ika. And you have to lengthen it to four or five vowel counts.
And be consistent.
Yes. In the next verse, we have another maddul muttasil. Jaza'uhum.
Another conjunctment.
Yeah, you have to lengthen to four or five, depending on
the
previous one. Yes. Then we have the maddul munfasil. Fiha abada. This is maddul munfasil, which is the opposite of muttasil, which means disjunct.
Disjunct lengthening.
There is a separation between the long vowel and the cause of the med, which is hamza, by the way. Yeah.
They're in two separate words.
Yeah. Fiha. Fiha. We have aliful med. Abada. Abada is another word. And mm-hmm. it begins with a hamza. So we have fiha abada. This is matul munfasil, which could be lengthened to two, four, or five vowel counts.
Okay.
Radiyallahu anhum. Pay attention to how ra is pronounced with a fatha. It's pronounced with tafkhim.
Thickly.
With thickness. Rabbihim. Jazauhum inda rabbihim. Rabbihim. Radiyallah, ra. Mm-hmm. And also we have to make sure that the tip of the tongue touches the alveolar ridge, the mm-hmm. empty space behind the upper front teeth.
But not trilled.
Yes, it shouldn't be trilled. So if you say radiyallah, that's incorrect. And it should not be like an English R.
Mm-hmm.
Radiyallah is incorrect. It's not radiy.
We need the tapping sound, as you said.
Radiyallah anhum. And we have the pronunciation of wad in the word radiyallahu and also in rabu.
That is pretty difficult, I
yes.
think.
Wad, the easiest way of pronouncing it is pronouncing like a dal with tafkhim, but pronounced softly, and we have to hear some stretching sound of this letter.
How can we pronounce dal with a stretching sound? So it says stop, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to pronounce it softly. Law.
Law.
Law. Instead of saying ba,
okay.
Ba, you say ba. Law. Radiyallahu anhum.
Radiyallahu anhum.
Wa radu an. See, we have this istitala for a bod. Law.
That is lengthening.
See, before I pronounce the bod, you hear some sound. Law. See the stretching of
mm-hmm.
So we need this sound. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an.
And the body of the tongue is raised, I think.
Yes, we have
the root of the tongue
and also istirla, so we have tafkhim.
So it is pronounced with the full mouth practically.
Yes. Dhalika liman khashiya rabbah. Kha, the kha has tafkhim.
The second highest level, I think.
Second highest level. Khashiya, you should not exaggerate the tafkhim of kha. You shouldn't say khoshia. Khoshia is incorrect. Khoshia. Kha. Kha.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you should not say kha. Okay.
We don't have to spread our lips.
Yeah, we need the tafkhim, but not too much.
Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
We've been discussing some hadith about the significance of the Quran. The hadith we have been discussing are selected from Al-Kafi, the section called Kitabu Fadlil Quran, about the merits of the Quran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, whoever recites the Quran while he or she is a young believer, Quran on the Day of Judgment would negotiate on behalf of this person. يقول يا ربي, my Lord, إن كل عامل قد أصاب أجر عمله غير عاملي. Everyone who has worked, who has been, for example, commissioned, who has worked for someone, has been paid. Except the people who have been working for me. فبلغ به أكرم عطاياك. Please let him reach your most generous, most honorable gifts. Give the person who has been with me the best you have, the best gift you have. فَيَكْسُوهُ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْجَبَّارُ حُلَّتَيْنِ مِنْ حُلَلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then Allah will give this person two dresses of heaven. وَيُوضَعُ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ تَاجُ الْكَرَامَةِ. And then the crown of honor will be put on his head. What are those two pieces of heavenly dress? Maybe it's Aba and Qaba. And the crown is Amama, because Amama is the Tijan of heaven. This dress is not like other dress. This dress has reason. It's not just by chance we have chosen this dress. So anyway, this is symbolic, of course, of heavenly dress. So two dresses of heaven and crown of honor will be given to this person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ أَرْضَيْنَاكَ فِيهِ. Are you now satisfied with what we have done for this person? Are you pleased? فَيَقُولُ الْقُرْآنِ يَا رَبِّهِ قَدْ كُنْتُ أَرْغَبُ فِي مَا هُوَ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ هَذَا. I was expecting more. فَيُعْتَ الْأَمْنِ بِيَمِينِهِ وَالْخُلْدِ بِيَسَارِهِ. Then he will be given. Am means safety, security, protection from fire into his right hand, and the certificate of khuld, permanence in heaven. So one is not to go to hell, the other is to have permanent stay in heaven. So one being in the right hand, one in the left hand. ثُمَّ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ اِقْرَأْ وَسْعَدْ دَرَجَتَان. Then he will go to heaven and he will be said, recite or read and go one level higher. Then Quran will be said, هَلْ بَلَغْنَا بِهِ وَأَرْضَيْنَاكَ. Are you satisfied? Has he reached the position that you wanted? فَيَغُولُ نَعَمْ. Then Quran says, yes, now I am happy.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab, Call of Islam, on the top right of the page, And there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.
When your horse returns to our camp riderless
أزور سيدي معتمدي ورجاي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي
I did us to fend for ourselves Hussein, Hussein the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashiya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum حرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة
يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة أو أبا عبد الله Surely I am at peace with he who is at peace with you and at war with who is at war with you until the day of resurrection. This, dear listeners, I said in the previous program, is the declaration, the prerequisite of which is that the reader, or better say the reciter, must feel the presence of Imam alayhi salam. So, this declaration is reminiscent of so many traditions where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressing Ashabul Kisa, would say, أَنَا سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَالَمَكُمْ وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ I am at peace with who is at peace with you, and at war who is at war with you. The word silm means peace. The esteemed Shia lexicographer Ibn Sakit, in his authoritative lexicon, defining both salm and silm, says that they both signify sulh, or peace. So, inni silmun liman salamakum. I am at peace with who is at peace with you. وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ The word harb signifies the opposite of silm, the contradictory of silm and peace. Ibn Sakit, in his Islah, defines it and says, وَالْحَرْبُ مَصْدَرُ حَرِبَ يَحْرَبُ حَرْبًا إِذَا اشْتَدَّ غَضَبُهُ Harb is the infinitive of the verbs حَرِبَ يَحْرَبُ and we say حَرِبَ when his anger intensifies. Anyway, we are expressing our peace and harmony with those who are at peace with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt, and disharmony with those who are at war with them. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum. I am at peace with who is at peace with you. What are the probabilities in the meaning of silm is al-Islam and al-Istislam, or submission. In this case, if this is the case actually, we are expressing our submission to those who are submissive to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The Holy Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. O you who have faith, enter into submission altogether. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Do not follow in Satan's steps. Indeed, he is your manifest enemy. Abu Basir is reported to have said that Imam Sadr alayhi salam, after reciting this verse, asked him whether he knew the meaning of silm indicated in the verse. And he replied that the Imam knew better. Thereupon Imam Sadr alayhi salam said, ولاية علي والأئمة الأوصياء من بعده. It means the guardianship of Ali and his successors after him. It is interesting, dear listeners, that we are calling Imam Hussein alayhi salam here by saying Ya Aba Abdullah, and then we declare our loyalty and unity with him. And this has a specific message worthy of contemplation. The term Abu Abdullah, as we explained earlier, signifies the state of total submission or ubudiyya of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to Allah. And calling him with this name and pledging loyalty afterwards reveals a connection, which is, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and I am at war with him who is at war with you. Because you are submissive to Allah, and as a result, I am submissive to you. So, in reality, the Zair would like to pledge his or her loyalty to Allah Himself, but since the Almighty Allah Himself has introduced the intermediaries, we are calling to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So, this verse is teaching us how important being at peace and being at war in our religion is. God willing, we'll talk about this part of the ziyarah more in the next program. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا
الظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عام لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
This man changed the world.
Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar. Allahu Akbar, Khomeini Rahbar.
Our bosses couldn't cope with the idea of an 80-year-old Ayatollah, which they didn't even know what an Ayatollah was, who lived on garlic and onions and yogurt, directing a revolution that was about to topple America's most important ally.
Shuma dar in qarn mojza kardid. ملت ایران ملت معجزه آسای قرن است
الله اکبر خمینی رهبر الله اکبر خمینی رهبر الله اکبر خمینی رهبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم In the name of Allah the exalted the most compassionate the most merciful Salam and hello and welcome to our audience and particularly a warm welcome to our program, The Man Who Changed the World. This program is dedicated to the memory of Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul. And it's a program also about him, about his great personality, and of course about his historical character. I'm your host for this program, Ijaz Hussain, and once again I'm joined by my good friend Dr. Mahdi Turabi, who is also an Islamic researcher and scholar, and I want to welcome him to the program, first of all, and say salam to him.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you once again for accepting our invitation.
My pleasure.
Dr. Mahdi Turabi, we got to the point, I think, from the last program where you mentioned a very, very important quality of the Imam, which was the fact that, you know, he was the friend and lover of the common people. And you talked about the fact that how the elites today, even in the 21st century, and we see that, you know, even with the what's happening in the United States and what happens throughout the region here, that how the elites hate the people, right? We're talking about exactly. We're talking about two entirely different things here.
Right.
And when you spoke about that in the last poem, believe me, my mind went right back to the speech that was given by Emperor Heraclius